A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "And now, Israel, what does your God ask of you? But to follow God's ways exactly, to love and serve your God with all your heart and all your soul, to keep the commandments and the statutes which I enjoin on you today for your own good." Think about it. The heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to God, as well as the earth and everything on it. Yet in his love for your ancestors, God was so attached to them as to choose you, their descendants, in preference to all other peoples, as indeed he has now done. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and be no longer stiff-necked. For your God is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome. God has no favorites, accepts no brides, but executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and befriends the alien, feeding and clothing. So you too must befriend the alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. Your God shall you serve. Hold fast to God, swear by that holy name. God is your glory, who has done for you those great and terrible things which your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt 70 strong, and now your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Isn't that powerful? Line by line, it articulates aspects of faith that Jesus was later to use in his own preaching on the most important things. No wonder Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy so liberally and so often. "My people, what does the Lord your God ask of you," it says, "but to follow my ways, to love and to serve with all your heart and all your soul, observe God's commandments and statutes. I enjoin them on you for your own good," for your own good. "These words will help you," it says. They are of God. Just think about it. The heavens, those that you observe and those you can't even see, the heavens and the earth, the whole universe, all that is in the earth, everything belongs to God. Yet God, the greatest, chooses the smallest, so that God can be appreciated most of all by his gracious, gratuitous love. God bound himself to you and to your ancestors, it says. God loved them. He set his heart on them, and then chose their descendants, you, choosing you in your own life now. I think that the sequence is very significant in this reading. God loves first and chooses us first, chooses us for himself. His very special love. And after this, we respond to express this love by being faithful and obedient. God comes first. God's mercy and compassion comes first. But Deuteronomy is also tough. It says, "Circumcise your hearts, be no longer stiff-necked." It insists more upon the circumcision of the heart than physical circumcision. Open your heart. Respond with your heart. Break open your heart. The prophet Jeremiah was later to pick up on this theme. And of course, Paul, in the second chapter of his letter to the Romans, he wrote, "A true Jew is not one who is circumcised only externally, but also interiorly. The circumcision of the heart belongs to the Spirit. Those who live in this way are honored by God." A wonderful aspect of the book of Deuteronomy is its homiletic style. It does more than repeat the law of Moses. It exhorts and challenges from a spirit of compassion and love. And like Jesus, when he talks about the very poor, the marginalized, Deuteronomy forcefully asserts that God renders justice to the widow and the orphan. God befriends the stranger and the alien, feeding and clothing them. It's not just a nice thing to do, but the book of Deuteronomy points right to the people of that time and of our time and brings home. So you too must befriend there in the alien, for you too were once aliens, strangers in the land of Egypt. A few years ago, the of the United States and the bishops of Mexico were looking for a title and a theme for their extraordinary joint letter on immigration. They found it in our reading from the book of Deuteronomy. The document was called Strangers No Longer, Together on the Journey of Hope. It spells out the reality of the stranger, the alien of our time, as similar to that of Deuteronomy. The bishops write, "Our responding to God's love means living especially and loving especially those who are in dire need, those who are helpless." In our world today, there are individual families, there are entire social classes, there are whole nations in the situation of the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. It is in response to these that we respond to God's love. Amen.